Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in 2 Samuel chapter 13, where we're seeing some pretty awful things take place as a result of David's sin in previous chapters. And we read in those previous chapters where a prophet came to David and told him that as a result of his sin, that the sword would not depart from his house, that there would be conflict and war that rises up from within his own house. And as we started in chapter 13, we saw that Amnon had this love for his half-sister, but it's really not the type of love that we would think of. It's really sin-induced lust. And this part of the story in chapter 13 is where we see that love being spoken of in the beginning part of the chapter. It's not a sacrificial love. It's not a service-oriented love. It's not a lay down my life for you love, but rather selfishness and a sinful desire. So Tamar has come to tend to Amnon, who is pretending to be sick. And as soon as Tamar gets close enough to Amnon, he grabs her and makes his proposition. And we notice immediately, once again, the righteousness of Tamar. She says, "Don't humiliate me. This is not done in our land. It goes against the laws of our God. This is a pagan act, a sinful act reserved for the most sinful of men. And if you do this to me, I will have no recourse, no future, no place where I can show my face honorably." In a last-ditch effort, one last attempt to push him off of her, she pleads with Amnon to simply go ask her father for her hand in marriage, hoping to just buy some time so she can escape this particular moment. And here is the phrase that becomes so important. He would not listen to her. How deceitful is sin? How treacherous? How deadly? Amnon would not listen to the voice of righteousness speak. Hebrews warns us, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it's called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin." You think your sin is little? You think your sin is harmless? You think your sin is not destructive? You think your sin is better in the long run? Well, what's really taking place with each justification you make is your ability to hear the Spirit of God speak through His Word grows weaker and weaker. The desire of the flesh is like a bullhorn in your ear, and that is all you hear, and that is all you think of, that is all you crave, and you make yourself sick with it. Amnon overpowered and violated his sister. He took from her what didn't belong to him, what was intended to be only hers to give, and he stole it. But it moved from awful to worse, and what we are witnessing is the strength of sin once it gets rolling down the tracks. And so that's why we are called to kill it now, when it may be in an infant stage. Don't let sin grow like a mold over your heart. As you pray today, please remember Grady and Denise Johnson and their family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Makanda Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.